Well, Lando was a mystery. Reddish hair, a bit portly. He tucked his shirt in every day.
Lie.
We wondered if that boy was gay.
No.
But Lando's stock began to grow. Doing lame-ass weekend shows.
Oh, wow.
He wanted to be on the team. But Cat kept saying no.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Folliwell.
The ticket ticker legend say, who is this guy anyway?
He eats granola every day while doing tickers for our shows.
All right, it's 154.
Man.
This is the sweet spot at Armor Brewing in Allen, Texas today off 75 in Bethany. Need to come hang out with us. We're having beers. We're having lunch. This tap room is unlike any you'll visit here in the Metroplex. And bring this back from break there was the White Elephant Day song executed by Corby about Kevin Landrum and Ryan Baldwin, our new ticket ticker brothers.
Lando, you've made it. You have a Corby song about you now.
Man.
Yes.
And
join the exclusive club with Jacob Detamore.
Hey.
Because that was the target last year during White Elephant Day.
And I think Corby took shots at both EA and Detty during that song.
Yeah. No way.
But it was a lot of fun just to be part of White Elephant Day.
By the way, Sean, you broke news to Ham and I there that was not a Corby original. Like really? Like the Detty song, I thought Corby wrote that. I had no idea that was a real song.
No, that was a Willie Nelson song.
Yeah. Okay.
Poncho.
Who's he?
I think Norm's done that song at Summer Bash a bunch of times.
I want to
that
say
was his
so.
Go-to Summer Bash song.
Hello.
Yeah.
Let's do Poncho with Lance.
Let's just do it, pal. But yeah, that was in the afternoon with Corby and Jubb, and the midday show with Rant and Whip was just chaotic with Captain Gordon Keith. I was part of the morning show with Captain Bob, and we had just a ton of fun yesterday. And we wanted to replay some of our favorite moments from yesterday because we all put all this effort and energy into these bits we do on White Elephant Day, but then we all go on vacation, and the new year starts, and these never really get replayed. So we thought, hey, we have a talk show. Let's just shine a light on some of the great moments. And it started in the morning. And we had a ton of fun. Did Country Athlete Coworker. We had Rick Steves appearance at 8:40, which was...
Who won Country Athlete Coworker this year?
I believe Bob upset Junes. Yeah.
His first win.
Obviously. His first ever win.
I heard him talking some big noise during the show yesterday that he was going to win that.
But I think the highlight for the morning show yesterday was the artificial intelligence ticket tickers, and it started with George Dunham at 5:50, but this was the 6:10 ticker, and I'll just let the audio speak for itself.
Ticker a service of Lava Cantina in the Colony and Brad Thomas's The Range in McKinney Sports Biz. Rather than give score updates, I'd like to tell the good ticket listeners the many reasons why I love breast milk. It's not just the taste or the receptacles. It's the mother's love I can taste in every drop. I feel its life-giving power when I'm crushing morning radio every day. Breast milk gets me a little excited. I invite all listeners to tweet me as much milk-related content. I would really appreciate it at George Dunham on Twitter.
So
that is scary. Like we got a tease of this earlier in the week. Like I didn't hear any of them, but Justin said that DJ found this website or somewhere where you could just you could put a minute of somebody's voice into it,
right?
And it'll give you, you can make it say whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds a little sketchy, like DJ's computer might have some viruses now, but it's definitely worth it. Like that's scary, man.
It sounded exactly like George.
Like it sounds like he's doing a promo or something,
right?
Like
right.
A Cowboys promo.
And every now and again, you'll get like a little AI glitch to where I think there was one ticker where somebody tried to say MFers, but
yeah, that was Corby's ticker. I tried to get him to say MFers, but it wouldn't.
Yeah.
So, but we would put the prompt into the program, and you would generate it. And if it mispronounced it, you could generate it again, and it would recreate it
in a different inflection. So you
really?
Could, yeah, you, it was a trial and error process.
Interesting. Well, that's frightening because
who wrote these?
We work in an audio medium.
Me and DJ each wrote. I think I wrote 3.5, and he wrote the rest of them.
Well, credit to you guys because those were hilariously written.
Well, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer Norm Hitzkus is going to be filling in this time slot next week while we're on vacation.
Will it be him or will it be un-him?
Well, un-him sounded like Norm from the 90s, so enjoy this.
Tickera Service of Wellborn Garage and Crawford Service AC and Plumbing. Hello, lads. This is Norm Hitzkus hosting a ticket ticker. As the holiday season approaches, I'm reminded of a story from my youth when Mama Hitzkus would gather all 23 children into the parlor and light up the whale oil lamp and sat us next to the Victrola. We had been out in the pasture playing baseball using cow manure as bases and a brick of hardtack as the baseball. As we passed around the roasted goose, we sang holiday carols and shared in the love of family. We had so little, but we didn't really care about material things. So on this, the season of holiday giving, remember to love your fellow man and neighbor. We are all in this together, making the season bright. That said, I have a list of people from the ticket I'll never miss. First, Matt Birmingham. That little
Birmingham
needs to be introduced to the blunt end of a large stick and maybe the front end of a Buick, in my estimation. I also won't miss Bob Sturm. That sports imposter couldn't hold my nutsack on his best day. That Sun Prairie blowhard can eat it. Daddy ruined my last day by trying to upstage me with his overrated singing, but we'll let that one go, pal. And the Mavs are home tonight hosting the Jazz. Can you believe Luka missed a game for the birth of his child? What a trash horse. I'll save the rest for my podcast. Just Wondering with Norm Hitzkus.
Should we compare that to 1976 Norm talking about Reggie Jackson? Oh, that's pretty loud.
I don't know if our engineering out here. I don't think our engineering try to attempt that right now because...
It sounds kind of like 1976 Norm,
I think we just blew out a speaker
Norm
at this brand new tap room of
Armor Brewing.
Jesus.
Got to change my underwear.
Yikes. Okay, so, and then, of course, to close things out, Jubb and Gordo had a ticker, and it was just absolute chaos. But I want to move on to this for the sake of time.
Yeah.
So Lando was hosting a game show on the morning show, and he was basically sharing fun facts.
Is it granola or not granola?
No,
the winners got granola bars, though.
That would have been good. But he was sharing fun facts about either part-timers or not hosts, and he was quizzing all the hosts, and I was teamed up with Junior, and it was McLaren and Bob, and we lost because I didn't realize one thing about our board op. And if you
there's a lot of things I don't realize about our board op.
This was absolute news to me, and let's go ahead and play this.
I was recruited by the FBI when I was in high school after joining a National Youth Leadership Committee on National Security. Multiple choice?
Yeah.
Is it Tyler Samsel? Is it Matt Birmingham? Or is it Saad Youssef?
Why are they
Saad's
laughing?
Saad's already been the answer, so it's probably not him.
I would lean towards Tyler here just because he's pretty nondescript.
Yeah.
And he could...
Can we at least make the guess official? That was a quick buzzer.
Well, damn. Okay.
Right. We live in a world where we had a very real chance that Matt Birmingham would have been in the FBI.
Holy smokes.
All right, you guys are on air.
That
I need to know
That's
more.
Hard to believe, but also I can kind of see it. Ham, tell us a story, Ham.
So in high school, I was very politically active. And I was in political debate, and as the leader of one of my parties, I was selected to go to Washington to represent the DFW area.
Place to see and be seen.
National Youth Leadership Forum on National Security, where we had like a mock government where we would role play essentially like a world scenario and how we would all respond to a crisis. And then we had each groups where everybody was given the same thing, and then it was determined which outcome would be the best for the country going forward.
That sounds super nerdy, but awesome at the same time.
So
like, that seems
group,
like a great field trip.
Did you win?
Oh, yeah,
like,
we definitely won.
This was kind of like debate. Like,
yeah.
You would get, okay. What was? Do you remember your scenario?
Our scenario, essentially, we were So this was back when we were still at war with Iraq. And I think we were starting another conflict in Azerbaijan. And so we had to figure out how we would factor that into our current plans with the war in Afghanistan and Iraq at the same time.
So we had the scouts in the crowd seeing young Ham, and they thought, this guy has FBI written all over.
Yes. And I took it very seriously back then. I don't take anything seriously anymore.
That's
amazing. Now you play fart noises.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to have a simulation of what would have happened if Ham was in the FBI.
I want to see him as like a criminal profiler. It's like catching serial killers.
Yeah, it's like Mindhunter played out in real life.
Dude, that is awesome.
I mean, there's still time.
Have you ever shared that on the air? Did you tell this story before and I just missed it?
I think I might have mentioned it in passing, but people didn't believe me. Because
like
why
to keep
would
it a
they?
Secret.
Yeah, why would they?
Ham is actually a secret agent.
Oh.
Agent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agent.
Easy. Not Asian.
Easy. Well, I enjoyed the hell out of 10 to 2 yesterday. I listened to the entire show, stem to stern, and it was Captain Gordon Keith with Dave Lane. It was Mino. It was Monty. It was Ham. Who am I missing here?
Killer.
Killer was
there.
Of
course, Killer. Yes. Killer played a big part. And going into it, like when the lineup was announced, I knew that was going to be a wild-ass show because it's the rant and it's work in progress. And I didn't know how it was going to go, but I knew it was going to be insane. And once the show ended, I said, yeah, that went exactly how I thought it was going to go.
And I learned.
And it was so much fun.
Justin, of course, spiffing Blue Chew, and he's got another product that I didn't hear this until yesterday. This must be a new account, right?
Yeah, I heard this. I've heard this a couple times this week, mostly late at night. Justin, if you want to fill us in on your new product,
yeah, it's just a service that I'm offering. It's pretty local right now. We may go national at some point, but it's just a way. Yeah, it's a way to help you with the potential lucky lady in your life. If you want to go ahead and seal that deal, hire me. Hey, fellas, you think you found Mrs. Wright but don't know how to seal the deal? Well, fear not, because Monty is here. Now, I know you're saying to yourself, for f***'s sake, Monty, look at yourself. How could you help me get a lady? Exactly. When compared to me, any of you regular Joe Blows will look like a movie star. That's right, you don't have to do a G-damn thing. All you have to do is show that lucky lady how much worse she could do, and her undergarments will look like she just spent the day at Hurricane Harbor. Don't believe me? Take it from our very own Killer.
I didn't think I'd ever find my soulmate. Oddly enough, there aren't many women out there who want to sit around watching Beer Fest with me and picking my nuts all day. But luckily, I met Monty, and 4 days later, I was married to the love of my life.
Normally, I would never have looked twice at Mason, but he brought this giant one-legged, I guess technically he was a guy, to our first date, and right then and there I knew I couldn't pass on Killer. There was something about watching and hearing Monty devour a bloomin' onion that'll make you settle for what you got.
Thanks, Killer. Another happy customer. There's two different ways you can utilize the Monty Better by Association product. For a one-time payment of $19.99, I'll let you show her a picture of me. For some women, that's enough. Just the mere thought of me existing in the world can erase any reservation she may have about you. That's how Ham locked down Lady Ham.
When an 80-pound boy that can't shut up about Batman hits on you at college, you think your dating prospects can't get any worse. But after meeting Monty and his 80-pound stump, I'm ready to hold down that twig boy when the wind starts to blow. Thanks, Monty. Appreciate it.
Level 2 of the Monty program will have me wheeling my big ass to your first date. Trust me, you'll find having to help me get my wheelchair out of my truck and my insistence that we all order our own desserts repugnant, making you look all the better. All that can be had for $99.99. That's how the ticket's own Dave Lane met his bride, and if you won't take my word for it, maybe you'll take his.
At one point in my life, I was watching Ken Stabler play football, and I thought, no way would I ever get the chance to date his daughter. But luckily, Monty's Better by Association program made it happen. I took Monty to an Alabama alumni dinner, and while I saw Marissa Stabler wonder who the one-legged monstrosity was, challenging AJ McCarron to a prime rib eating contest, I knew this was my chance to make my move. When she realized I had two working legs, it was love at first walk. Thanks, Monty.
anything for you and the missus, Davey. So if you're tired of slamming your genitals at night like you're trying to tenderize a pork chop, then call me,
wow,
Monty, and let me show future missus you what she's not missing.
Monty does not guarantee results. All sales are final. Better Buy Association does not cover any wedding costs or divorce lawyers. Anyone featured in this commercial spot was a paid actor, including Monty. He actually has a lot of sex, sometimes for free. Somehow Killer is actually married. We should really look into how he did that. Buyer may be subject to additional on-site costs like rents for a blooming onion, parking in a handicap lot, any additional food and drink to and from first date. If you're a female and want to try the reverse, Monty will tuck for an additional $50.
There's a lot in that disclaimer. I'm wondering what the copy in that ad is. Uh-huh. Unlike anything we hear normally, that's...
Monty, man, does have sex, sometimes for free.
For an extra $50, we'll go ahead and flip it on around.
I love how Killer's wife...
Tom Brady in 2001 with the tuck rule.
Killer's wife calling him Mason. It's underrated.
He never doesn't really know name. His name.
Yeah.
Lady Ham's going to hold it down. Twig boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that is so good. All right, and we have one more piece of audio here. And Mino, you were fascinated with this one.
Was this the start of our show?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah. So
the beginning.
So we had so much prep that went into the midday show. We actually did. We had two FaceTime meetings. We talked for an hour at least before the show. But we didn't really have an open plan, which that's a big part of the show. I know Justin takes pride in making the open every day, and it's always good. It sets
always
the tone.
Good.
We're about to walk into the studio, and we're like, crap, what do we do for an open? And Ham's like, we've got the rant and the whip, so let's just push the opens together.
Okay.
Perfect. But it kind of just ended.
That's some artistic.
Takes you back.
Yeah.
And that's all I had time for.
You are kidding.
Okay.
It just ends.
That's a bad sign.
That's amazing.
So that's the level of preparation you can expect today.
Oh, good.
So what happened? Like, did you not just take one and then the other one? And
Ham?
It kind of feels like you're just... You had to, like, write the song and, like, perform it. Like, crap, I don't have any more time left.
No, I knew how slow our file manager system is.
Oh, okay.
And so I started recording it on one of the computers, and then Jay cut it off halfway through one of them. And I was just like, okay, well, I don't have time to play it now and re-record it, so I'll just stick with it.
It was a really funny moment because we're all looking at each other and, like, taking our headsets off, like, something wrong with my headphones? Like, did we lose... We lose a connection or something?
Well, it was a fantastic midday.
Oh, it was
presentation.
Fun. Every show was mwah.
And really, the fact we got the Stoma boy, Stoma man,
yeah. The story
was just icing on the cake. Thanks. Hopefully, you enjoyed White Elephant Day as much as we did.